Off the Record, a With Me in Seattle Mafia novel, written by Kristen Proby, narrated by Jason Clark and Aaron Mallon. Prologue. Annika. Rafe Martinelli, also known as the love of my life, the man of my dreams, my one and only. I know, I'm only 20. And my cousin Nadia would tell me that it's completely ridiculous to think that I could meet my soulmate in college when I should be out sowing my wild oats, whatever in the world that means. I love Nadia. She's my closest friend, as well as my cousin, and she's one of the very select few who knows what it's like to live in this crazy family of ours. My roommate Ivy knows. And Rafe. Because while my uncle is the boss of one of the most prominent crime families in the country, Rafe's father is the boss of the biggest family on the West Coast. And our families don't like each other. Which means that everything Rafe and I are to each other, everything we've done, and what we're about to do tonight, is a secret. Because if our families found out, we'd be in big trouble.
Class dismissed.
I sigh in relief when my biology professor gives us the okay to leave. I gather my books and papers and rush out of the lab toward my car. Ivy and I live in an apartment just on the edge of campus. My uncle is kind enough to pay for it. Lord knows neither Ivy nor I could afford it. I know, I'm a lucky girl. My date with Rafe is in an hour, which means I have to take a shower and get ready to go fast because Rafe is never late. It's just one of the million reasons I love him so much. Hi, friend, I announce as I rush past Ivy to my bedroom. Can't talk, gotta hurry. I'll follow you, she says and leans her shoulder against the door of my bedroom as I strip naked and make a beeline for the bathroom. What lit a fire under your butt? Date. With Rafe? It had better be with Rafe. He'd be pretty mad if it was with someone else. Ivy smirks as I start the shower and throw my hair up under a shower cap. She's the only one who knows about Rafe and me. I had to tell her. She lives here, and I spend a lot of time with him. Tonight's the night, I inform her. Of what? Is there a new movie out? No, it's the night. She flings the shower curtain back and stares at me with wide blue eyes.
You're going to do it?
Yep. I smile and shave one armpit. I've been on the pill for a month, so we're covered there. I mean, we've...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?